You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudet. Idaho has some of the most spectacular wildflowers in the country. They bring color and joy across the landscape of the Jim State, but they're more than just pretty. They're an integral part of the history and culture of our state. Let's take biscuit root, for example.
Now, as you might have guessed, a plant called biscuit root is edible. Native Americans often used biscuit root as a food source. It has a starchy taproot that could be cooked or dried and ground into flour, which could be shaped into cakes and stored for later use. Biscuit root was also collected by Meriwether Lewis near the Clearwater River in 1806.
That was Lauren Malink with Idaho Public Television, who together with Jay Krajic have produced a new episode of Outdoor Idaho that focuses on Idaho's wildflowers. That episode airs on Thursday, and Lauren and Jay are joining us now. I want to welcome the both of you to the program. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So, Jay, I heard that this was sort of your baby and that you've been working on this for quite a while. Tell me about it.
Well, I guess it started a long time ago when I was a SCA volunteer in the SNRA up in Stanley when I was in college. And one of my jobs or one of my things to do was to go out and photograph and learn about wildflowers with a fellow SCA volunteer who was a botanist. And I guess that kind of planted the seed. And so fast forward a couple decades. And every time I go out on shoots and stuff, you know, we'd go outside and we in the backcountry everywhere else and see wildflowers everywhere. And just always kind of shoot them as kind of a cutaway or just kind of, you know, part of the local color, so to speak. And that's just kind of always stuck with me. So I knew I had 15 years of wildflowers somewhere buried in the archives of Idaho Public Television. So,
oh my gosh. And then came the idea. And Lauren, I love it. There's I mentioned that the premiere of the Outdoor Idaho comes up on Thursday, but you have been producing these wonderful pieces on various wildflowers. And you gave a little a little intro to what you were going to do, and you said, finally, Outdoor Idaho is doing a story, a whole episode, just on wildflowers.
Yeah. I mean, working with Jay for the past few years, you can sense his interest in wildflowers a little bit because he takes forever on shooting video of wildflowers. So it was a good fit, and it's a good time for a show to air about wildflowers. And it's a fun topic. It's been really cool seeing how passionate people are about wildflowers. They're kind of obsessed with them. Everyone likes wildflowers. It's hard to say a bad thing about them.
Well, and you, and like I said, you're looking at more than just, you know, the beauty of the wildflowers. You talk to botanists, photographers, herbalists, farmers. You're looking at the science. It's quite a show.
Yeah, there's a lot of science in this show. Yeah.
It's really educational. We dive into the history and the culture and importance of wildflowers. So it's really pretty, but it's also really educational about why wildflowers are so important for our ecosystem and just kind of show how much people care about them.
Jay, talk more about the science.
Well, we talked to two botanists who were just a real kick to be around. And so I was getting notifications a lot. Like, oh, this is blooming over here and this is blooming over here. And you know, the scientific names and how they organize them, how they preserve them, how they label them. And then, you know, we had talked to J.C. Jensen up in North Idaho, and she grows them and dries out the seeds and then sells the seeds. And so it's been kind of a fun show, because it just expands the whole idea of what you think about wildflowers and more, and who you talk to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about these little previews with some of the wildflowers, and you get into a lot of really, I would say, cool flowers that, I mean, stuff you can't even say the name of if you're not into flowers, but you also look at some more pedestrian flowers. I'm going to play a clip from one of these And we'll see if you can figure out what we're talking about.
So scientists aren't entirely sure, but they do think that the dandelion originated in Europe or the Mediterranean. What they do know is that the plant has made its way across the entire world. One of the reasons is because the dandelion wasn't always a lowly weed. It was actually brought along on ships so it could be planted and cultivated. The dandelion has long been considered a valuable source of medicine and food, and it's even been known to make wine and beer. You might already know that dandelion greens have long been eaten. According to nutritionists, the plant is a great source of calcium, iron, magnesium, potassium, as well as vitamins A, B, C, and D. What's interesting is what we call the flower is actually not a single flower. It's composed of 50 or more individual blooms. Dandelions are important because they're eaten by about 33 species of wildlife. Plus, there's 93 species of insects that collect nectar from dandelion flowers.
Okay, can I just say that after I heard just that little teaser about dandelions, I was blown away. I mean, I knew some folks ate the leaves in a salad, but that was it.
You don't want to
pick them
now.
Respect for them, yeah.
You don't want to pull them out of your yard.
Let them grow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, it's cool because we interviewed a guy who is obsessed with weeds. He loves weeds, and he kind of explained that wildflowers can be weeds, and weeds can be wildflowers, and weeds are just a human construct, something we've labeled as a weed. So dandelions kind of fit that mold of they're flowers, but we call them weeds or food. Some people call them food.
Yes.
Well, and plus all the beautiful footage that you have in there, Jay, of the dandelions. I mean, I just felt terrible for everyone I've ever killed. I'm dealing with dandelion guilt now. Okay,
you
so
can make amends.
There's a yard a couple houses north of me that you can find all the dandelions you've ever won in your life.
Make a bouquet.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I know there's a lot of interaction. You're asking folks to send in their pictures and things. How are people getting involved?
Well, a lot of the involvement has been with the people that we've made part of the show. They are resources on our website. They've got all sorts of information on pollination and native seeds and weeds that grow in your backyard that also bloom. And we're also asking people to send in flower photos and hashtag them with Outdoor Idaho Wildflowers. So that's kind of the big way. We're hoping to feature some of their beautiful wildflower shots from the spring.
That's amazing. That is just amazing. So how many flowers, there's a bunch of flowers on the Idaho Public Television website that you can actually click on and find out more about. How did you pick those and about how many are on there?
I think the website maybe has 20 something, but the show, Jay can answer this better, but there's dozens and dozens and dozens. Jay handed me a
list.
I don't
think we really counted how many are in the show.
There's a lot. There's a lot of wildflowers. In the show,
I had kind of marked down at one point because I thought maybe we were going to do something about this, and so we did a show on byways, and I just was going bonkers shooting wildflowers on the byways because you know what else are you going to do, but so I kind of made a list of all the ones that I knew where they were and what tapes they were on. We were still shooting tapes, and so that helped, but it was a couple weeks to just going through and finding everything and just label it, putting them all in different bins so we have a lot of bins of wildflowers.
And they're labeled throughout the show. So that's really nice for people to be able to actually see something and know what it is.
Oh, that's awesome. Cause that's the hardest part. You know, you see something, you don't have any idea what it is. And you go and try and look it up and it can be complicated.
Exactly. Yeah. They need to watch it online too, so they can pause it and take a photo of it and then take their phone out, identify it in the wild.
Yeah. And we ran it by a botanist and she made sure that everything we had in there was accurate. So I think we're good.
I'm curious, Jay, you've spent all these years taking pictures of all these flowers while you're traveling out and about. Do you plant flowers? Are you a flower guy?
I'm a plant guy. I mean, with all this rain, I'm not going to invite anybody to come look at my yard right now. So,
Dandelions? A lot of dandelions?
Pardon me?
A lot of dandelions?
No. I actually pulled the dandelions out. but I have a lot of things growing right now that haven't grown in a while. I think all this rain really helped everything to grow. So it could be pretty cool in a couple of weeks.
Amazing. Oh, okay. So I take it you're both happy that finally a wildflower episode has been produced and is about to air.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, very much so.
It's been a good show.
I've been asking them for 10 years to produce a wildflower show. So, yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Jay. Yeah.
Thank you, Lauren.
Happy to help.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you can find all of the little videos and the interaction online at the Idaho Public Television website, and we'll put a link on our website, which is boisestatepublicradio.org. The episode airs on Thursday at 8 o'clock on Idaho Public Television. It's called Wildflowers. Lauren,
Outdoor Idaho.
Outdoor Idaho. Yes. Lauren Mehling and Jay Krajcik, who produced this great episode. I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us, Samantha. Yeah.
All right. So tune into the show. It's going to be fantastic. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat, and this is Idaho Matters.